Good morning.
Hey there. Hey, tell us about the Mazda 3 Sport you've had for the last little bit.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite cars. I mean, I gave it my car of the year last year, although I was seen to be the only one who did. But I just love this car. It reminded me very much of the GTI, the Volkswagen GTI, in that it's feel. It's a lot of fun to drive. The difference about it, though, is it doesn't have that German car feel. You know, I've talked about it before. The German cars feel like they're just carved out of one big solid block of metal.
Yeah.
The Mazda doesn't. And part of the reason for that is I did a test between it and my own car, which would be very similar, except that it's a 10-year-old Audi, which is 500 pounds heavier than this Mazda. So that helps explain the gas mileage. That helps explain the car's nimbleness. And it helps explain why the car is just such an absolute blast to drive. I love this car. You know, it has everything in it that you would need. This one included a heads-up display, which I don't really need or want, but it's there. Comes in the price. Very easy to use infotainment system operated by a knob on the center console. And I don't know what I can just say about this car. I mean, it's a wonderful little hatchback slash wagon type thing that is a lot of fun to drive. It's efficient. It's fast enough. I mean, it has probably 20, maybe 25 horsepower fewer than the GTI, but it is very nearly just as much fun to drive and just about as fast. I love this car.
Awesome. And what about the Dodge Journey you had a chance to try out for a while?
Yeah, I had this last week, and I didn't think I was going to like it that much. I mean, historically, I have not been a huge fan of Chrysler products, but over the last few years, as I've been driving them, they've been kind of beating me over the head with them and beating me into submission so that I kind of grudgingly like them.
Yeah.
And the same thing with this Journey. Kind of, I would say, Dodge's version of the Toyota Highlander, that kind of crossover SUV.
Right.
The one I had was the Crossroad all-wheel drive. Had three rows of seats, which is nice if you have to carry a lot of people. If not, you fold the third row down. And actually, I think I would do that most of the time because when it's up, the headrest on the third row seat really take a lot of the view out of the back window.
Right.
But other than that, I mean, nice car, full of technology, drives nicely. It was very cold and snowy here when I had it. And one thing I really loved about it is that standard equipment on this Crossroad all-wheel drive trim level is remote start, which came in extremely handy. And it not only starts the vehicle up, it also fires up the steering wheel heater and the driver's seat heater so that when you get in there you're really toasty and everybody else is mad as heck.
Yeah, that's you really feel pampered when you walk out into that situation.
Yeah, you certainly do. And a reasonable price. I mean, it starts at about $33,395, so you know, you're right in there. It's very competitive against vehicles like the Highlander and that. I would probably still buy the Highlander just because I'm more of a Toyota fan than a Dodge fan, but there is nothing wrong with this Journey. I think they're going to sell a lot of them.
Okay. Jim Bray's our Live 88.5 car crasher. You'll find a link for him at live88.5.com and then click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.